Tammy, if you want to come on up, we're going to go back into our theme this year of what the Lord revealed to us. And Miss Tammy heard from the Lord about how He wants to protect us this year. Let me get your microphone. Where'd your microphone go?
Well, on that New Year's Eve night, as we all gathered around in prayer, and Pastor asked us, what are you hearing from the Lord? And on that night, I just simply heard him say to go forth in everything that I've called you to do, because you are well protected. Don't worry. Have no frets. Have no fears. Whatever I've assigned to you, go forth and accomplish it. And I want you to go forth knowing that you are well protected. So that was the word that he gave unto me, that whatever you have on your heart, whatever he has placed on your heart to do, do it. Do it heartily, because he has your back. You're well protected.
Amen. And we're glad to have Miss Lisa back with us this morning. Amen. Thought I forgot about you, didn't I? No, we did not. She has been right where she is supposed to be, beside her husband. So those Friday night, March Friday nights, will, I'm sure, Lisa, you going to be there? She's just probably getting a memo, but I'm sure that's where she's been, beside her husband, walking through this, the rehabilitation that he's gone through. And God has been right there with her through it all. Amen?
Amen.
That he has seen the love of his wife because of the love she has for Christ. And God so loved us, before he created us, he created some spiritual beings called angels. Amen?
Amen.
Angels, a messenger. But angels, don't get caught up in Hollywood and all these paintings you see about angels. They're not these little babies playing harps. See, that's man's idea of bringing God's creation down to his level. But when I read, and you see, God go to the Word. I believe this Word. You got to make that your foundation. I believe what it says in here about angels. It says when angels, when God tells them to do something for their protection, they wipe out thousands of men very quickly. I mean, they are warring angels. They're about 9 feet plus. You know, Goliath ain't nothing compared to God's angels. And if you see one, you're just going to be, hey, what's happening? No, you'll be in awe. It's a fear that's like, whoa, man, this is something I ain't never experienced before. You know, and you'll want to, but then they'll say, fear not. If they're God's angels, they'll say, fear not, for the Lord has sent me. Now, I'm not saying there's still ministry of angels. You know, if you need to see an angel, if God has a specific purpose, but don't seek that. Seek His Word. Seek the guidance through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And if you need to see an angel, if an angel needs to tell you something, he will. For our protection. Remember, this is our year of transformation. We're getting back on track. And if you're on track, praise God. We will be right there with you, because sometimes we get derailed. That train track gets derailed over here for some reason. It's not that we're going to have a train wreck, but you know, we want to, if we stay in the Word, we'll stay on track. And we need each other on that journey. Amen. We need each other.
Amen.
I'm not no solo out here for Jesus. We need one another. Yes. This is why we come together, to build each other up, hear from God. And our keynote scripture for this year was Romans. Well, let me, the introduction, just to remind you, because we've been off our theme here for a few weeks. But getting back on track with God is not something we can do once a year, once a month, or once a week. It's a daily committed walk that through the study of His Word, that's how we fulfill the plan that He has for our life. And today we're going to be focusing on protection. From Sister Tammy, the Lord spoke to her New Year's Eve night that God is here to protect us.
Amen.
And He wants us to know that. This is we're sitting in a time in our life and history that I, you know, growing up, you know, even not serving God, there wasn't days like this. You know, we're people not sure if we even supposed to have guns, trying to take guns out of our, you know, all these different things that, you know, it's getting worse. It's getting dark. And we need to know that God is here to protect us. Amen. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, I beseech you, brethren, therefore, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God. This is our reasonable service. And don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind so that we can prove the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God down here on this earth. Now, I want you to turn to Psalms 4 concerning today's message in the Old Testament. Who wrote the book of Psalms? David. King David. King David. David had some problems. David had trouble. But he was a king, yeah, and he had lots of trouble. But, well, let's read Psalms 4, verses 6 through 8. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. Verse 8, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord Jehovah, only makest me dwell in safety. They were coming. Absalom was coming to after his daddy to kill him. This is his son. His son. And they used to be David's men of war. Now coming after him. Because of David's failure of getting off track by not serving God. Remember, he committed adultery with Bathsheba. And David didn't repent of that when he should have. He should have done it to begin with. But when he was confronted with it by the prophet, he didn't repent. And God told him, there's going to be some things in your life that ain't going to be good. But he spared David's life. The unborn child lost his. But God still loved David. Amen? Amen. It don't matter how bad you messed up. God is love. So we don't want the consequences of a train wreck. So what we do, we stay in the Word, and there I am protected. Amen. So you got to understand, that was old covenant. That was before Jesus. Now, under the new covenant, all that wrath, every sin that I've committed and will commit has been poured out on Jesus. Amen. But that still doesn't give us a license to go out here and just take that grace and just say, well, I can go do anything. No. The devil's out there. He's your enemy. He's the one that's trying to steal. He's not trying. He's out to steal, kill, and destroy. What determines whether that happens to me is if I stay on track with God. Amen. In His Word, in His covenant, under the blood. Amen? Amen? But if I mess up, what I do? Lord, I messed up. Repent. And get back good, acceptable. Get underneath that perfect will, that perfect plan that God has for you. Amen? Amen. Because at night, I want to lay me down in peace. Amen. The only peace you're going to have is knowing that Jesus came to bring peace to this earth. Peace, goodwill toward men. That war between sin is over. Jesus paid the price for that. So once you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have peace. He is the Prince of Peace. But to have that peace manifest in your body and in your mind, you got to lay down knowing that. And even if you've messed up and didn't confess that sin, He still loves you. And He's still there to protect you. Yes. You don't get under condemnation that, oh man, this happened. I guess it was sin I forgot. Past, present, and future has been paid for. Yes. Amen? I mean, there's things in my life, in my heart, sometimes, I don't know. The Bible says, once the light comes, I'm accountable to it. The truth. But there's some things I don't understand, I don't know yet. I'm not accountable to that. But when God shows it to me, now I am. Right. Now He wants you to be accountable to that. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. So once my mind gets an understanding, that's wrong, then I know to do right. That's when a child becomes a child of accountability. It's when what you've taught them in the Word, you've got to teach them truth. Because if you don't teach your child truth, they won't know what the truth is. They'll believe a lie and be damned. That's what the Bible says. So you got to teach them the truth. Jesus is truth. Amen. Teach them about Jesus. Amen. And they'll know. And that age of accountability, it ain't a certain age. It's when they get mature in the Lord. Kelsey received Jesus when she was, six years old. I mean, because we were just, once we got born again, we just started taking a bath in the Word. Everything, the TV channel changed. It was no longer on all that the world stuff that was being pumped in. And then she started hearing the gospel, and she saw a guy, a minister on TV, and there with her mom at home one day, said, "Mom, I want to do that." Amen. And receive Jesus as her Lord and Savior. Amen. Mom and Daddy didn't. It was the Word that did it. Amen. But see, there was a transition that took place. We went from darkness into light. So your protection, you got to make a decision. You know, we wonder why bad things happen to good people. All we got to do is get in the book, and we'll know why. It's not God's will. We heard that from the teacher last week. How great is our God? His will is for us to be blessed, amen, above measure. But we got to choose. That's what I want. And when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, you'll choose God, and you'll get in the Word, and you'll start saying, that sickness will leave. Amen? Because that's all the world has to offer. If they're not getting, they're not going to offer you about Jesus. The world didn't give him, and the world can't take him away. I want to share something with you before I go even further there on that verse 8 as I was reading this morning. This psalm is about how the ungodly revile God and those who serve him. However, David's faith was in the Lord. So regardless of what the ungodly did, David was able to lay down at peace and sleep, confident that the Lord would protect him. That's what he said. How did David know that? Jesse told him. His dad. He read the Word to him. Amen. That's how David learned that. He remembered that. He remembered it. In contrast to this, David's son Solomon, the wisest, richest man that ever lived, had 60 armed men around him as he slept. And this is Song of Solomon. Let me read it here. Chapter 3, verse 7. "Behold, it is the litter of Solomon. 70 mighty men are about it, of the mighty men of Israel." This came after Solomon rejected the Lord. Why? Solomon rejected the Lord here in 1 Kings 11, 3 and 4. It says Solomon had 700 wives. Wow, 700, Cecil. 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. For it came to pass when Solomon was old. Remember, David said, "I've been young and I've been old, but I've never seen the righteous." What makes me righteous? Staying in the Word. Staying on what God said. He didn't say nothing about no 500 wives. Adam and Eve. 1, 2. Amen. 1 Adam, 1 Eve. "For it came to pass when he was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God as was the heart of his father David." See, that's where I've just got to love my kids. I've got to show them the Word, teach them about the Word. But they've got to make a decision. I want what my daddy taught me about. I want this Jesus. They've got to live it out for themselves. Amen. I'm not accountable for what they do once they know the truth. Amen. I'm just accountable to bring them the truth. And once they make that decision for Jesus, they've got to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. They've got to serve the Lord their God. And he's no respecter of persons. We read that in the offering. Man, he wants to bless us. Now, he said there'll be no other person wise or richer than Solomon. But I'd like to be number two. What's wrong with being number two? Amen. Solomon was rich. But he also was poor at the end. Because what did they say in Deuteronomy? "Forget not the Lord thy God when you come into the land of the flowing with milk and honey." He said, "Forget not," because we can forget. Yeah. Amen. Don't forget the Lord. That's how you get in trouble. That's how you get out of God's protection and have accidents and different things. Now, there's still a devil out there. Don't think I'm pastor saying, "Well, it's my fault." Well, we got to know who we know and where to go and what to do. Amen. But it's never God's fault. His will is always good. Amen. For us. Let's stay on that bus. Let's stay on the good bus. Amen. I think about that old song, "On the Good Ship Lollipop." Why is that kind of rambling through my mind? On the good ship. Shirley Temple. That was some good movies, wasn't it? Amen. See, there's some good songs. I wanted to finish something there. Where was that at? David was able, while David, Solomon had peace. Let me get back here. All this came after Solomon rejected the Lord. Solomon had peace in his reign, while David, his father, was a man of war. Yet David was able to sleep, while Solomon couldn't. David was a man of war, but still lay down and slept at night. Solomon was a man of peace, but lay down and couldn't have peace. Why? Because he forgot the Lord is God. See, that determines your that determines your peace is knowing your God. Amen? Amen. And how great is our God? Amen. The teacher is still ringing in my heart. Amen? He's awesome. What did the teacher say? He's as great as we let him be. Amen. See, we got to put our small thinking down. See, they're looking at that coin. Remember that coin? How little is that coin? Caesar's awful little right there, ain't he? You can't put God on a coin. Amen. You can put in God we trust. You can put his word on there. But you can't put him in a box. You can't put him in the Ark of the Covenant and expect him to stay there. That was a symbol. That was a shadow of he's going to come one day and inhabit your temple, your body, if you'll let him. And then how great can he be in you? As big as you let him. Amen. Let him out. Put him in your finances. Put him in your relationship. Keep him in your car. You know, he's there, but we got to acknowledge him. That he's there. Acknowledge him. Before trouble comes, you've got to know who God is. That's not the time, if you don't have a relationship, I mean, still call upon his name, but I'm saying when trouble comes and you're a Christian, that's not the time to be praying and studying. You should have been doing that. And then when the lemon gets, what's inside of you is going to get squeezed out. Is it lemon juice or is it the word? Amen. When you squeeze a lemon, what comes out? Lemon juice. Amen. When a Christian gets squeezed, what should come out? The Word of God. Amen. You put pressure on me. Put the fire. Put the heat on me. What needs to come out? Jesus, you got mail. But see, you need to read your mail. Come on now. I'm working on Linda's computer. I better not say this. It's not bad. She got over 3,000 inboxes in her email. I'm like, good Lord, 3,000 letters in her inbox. I got maybe, you know, I read mine and I categorize them and I delete them. She got over 3,000 emails in that box. And she probably knows each one of them. Amen. Did you hear the key? Read your mail. Read the word. So that when a demand is put on your life, you execute. Amen. The word. Executable. Means you speak it, you declare it, you decree it, and then you have all heaven there to protect you. See, the angels, they are ministering spirits sent forth to minister to those that are heirs. How do you know I'm an heir? It's in your genes. It's in your DNA. When you speak the word out, they move because they are created by God for you. When you speak fear, they can't help you. When you speak fear, God's angels can't help you. That's when you bring darkness. See, because the devil, he is the father of lies. He brought fear of God to mankind. God said, where are you, Adam? Adam was in fear. He was afraid. Never heard afraid before he talked to Lucifer. And then, see, that was Lucifer. It wasn't Satan back then. But then the devil got cursed. Lucifer got cursed. His name changed. See, there's a name change. Once you get born again, you are no longer a sinner. Man, that's kind of weak. Come on, Jack, give me an amen back here in the corner. Amen. You no longer carry the sinner. You carry Christ in you, the hope of glory. Yes. Now, did I say you're not going to sin? No, I said, but you are not a sinner. You're not a sinner. If you're born again, you are a child of God. Amen. You don't have that nature anymore. You have all heaven protecting you now instead of all the kingdom of darkness trying to kill and steal from you. That's right. Now, they're still going to come. They're still going to come. But see, that's when you got to know who you are. And you got to use your authority, which is your sword, which is the word of God. And you got to decree and declare, no more shall you steal from me, you thief. You speak to the devil. You speak to that word, those thoughts. Speak to your checking account. Amen. speak to your apple tree. Jesus spoke to a fig tree. There was no fruit. He was hungry. Amen? It's got leaves. God created. Jesus is the creator. You know, they are one. They are the same. And Jesus knew the Father. You know, he'd been at the Father's house before there was an earth. See, the Father's got a house, man. He's got lots of houses for you. Amen? We are spirit beings. Sometimes you gotta relate. You know, God doesn't have a body like we have a body, but Jesus does. Amen? But God is a spirit. And we're going to return to Him when we leave this earth, unless Jesus comes first. When we die, your body is going to die, but you're not. You got Jesus, you're going to live forever. Amen. With Him. Forever. Praise God. Protection. See, you got to know all this, and you won't even think. When you lay down at night, you can lay down and sleep. So don't listen a lot to the news before you go to sleep. Listen to your heart. Listen to the Word. Now, if you're watching TV and it's the Gospel and Truth Network, if it's Benny Hinn, some good ministries out there, that's okay. Go to sleep listening to that. But you can't go to sleep listening to Channel 9, Channel 3, Channel... I don't care what news it is. They're not going to be bringing you a lot of good news. Only good news I saw on TV lately was Billy Graham's funeral. Yeah. I had some good news, brother. Amen. Yeah. Preaching about heaven. Yeah. Preaching about it down here on the earth and where we're going to go when we leave this earth. Yeah. Billy Graham said, if you heard that I've died, don't believe it. I'm more alive than I ever was. Yeah. Man, that's heaven. Yeah. And he knew when he lay down that night, he was protected. That angels were going to be sent to carry him into the presence of Jesus. Amen. Amen. There's angels in this room. And they're just standing at attention with their swords drawn. Just listening to this gospel being preached. Knowing, thank you, there's a preacher that knows who he is in Christ. Amen. And his people are protected. Amen. And when I pray of you during the day and during the night, that angels are there watching over you, guarding you. But you give them a mouth too now. Amen. God's called me to pray over you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We might not get out of Psalms 4. That'll be all right. Amen. How great is our God? We can lay down and sleep. Lay down at night. Let me get over here because I think there's something else I wanted to share. When I lay down, I go to sleep in peace. You alone, O Lord, you keep me perfectly safe. That's the Good News Bible. When I lay down, I go to sleep in peace. You alone. So you got to determine yourself. If it's you and you know, if the whole world is against you, know that God's for you, and that's who you put your trust in. You alone, O Lord. You alone. You keep me perfectly safe. That's a good thing for your kids to hear you say. Because see, you don't say those silent prayers over them. Say it with them. In their ears. Let them see your eyes. You don't have to close your eyes to pray. Amen. Jesus said, watch and pray. Watch. Pray. I'm not saying you can't close your eyes. I'm just saying, look them eye to eye and let them know, I believe this. You're protected when you go to school. Yes. Don't you worry about going to school and not being taught and being in fear that somebody's going to shoot. No. If something's even spoken about that, you say, I know who I am. Jesus is watching over me. Get the name of Jesus in that situation. See, there's a lot of gods out there, but there's only one, Jesus. Amen. Who's God. He said, I'm going to my God and to your God, to my Father and to your Father. So He made it personal. Yeah. And I take it, and God takes it personal when people start getting guns and wanting to come shoot God's kids. He takes it personal and judgment comes. That's not your friend. Now, when He says to bless your enemies, not when they got a gun pointing at it, ain't the time to bless them. It's the time to take authority over them in the name of Jesus. I didn't say kill them. I said take authority of them in the name of Jesus and then pray for their salvation. Because see, when he's pointing the gun, that's not a time to pray for his salvation. You've already been doing that. A lot of people have been doing that for those people. But they chose to go against God. And when you do that, you're in judgment. Judgment comes. It's in the New Testament too, Ananias and Sapphira. They didn't judge their heart. They fell over. Talking to the man of God. They lied to the Holy Ghost. And that God... You got to be careful on that, amen? But when the enemy is there to try to take you out, no, sir. You got to stand your ground. Amen. And decree and see Jesus, he's the only one that kept his mouth shut on that cross. He could have called them angels, But it was for our salvation. It was for our benefit. But that's only one man paid that price. Jesus paid that price. So no longer do I let people try to kill me and steal from me and just say, well, I'm supposed to love them. Yeah, I love them, but you better get in your You ain't stealing from me. See, that's there's difference in that love there. Amen? Man, we got to... See, that's where Christians sometimes we take a rap. Well, you're supposed to love. You're not supposed to go to war. No, no, no. Jesus told Peter to put his sword up, but there's coming time he might need it. Of course, Peter picked up the sword of the word. He was to proclaim the gospel. But Jesus didn't tell anybody else, don't never use your sword. There's a time you live by the sword, you die by the sword. Yeah. Amen? But there's angels that have swords too. I don't have any guns in my house. Am I against people owning guns? No, I used to have one. I've done a little bit of hunting. But it wasn't my gun. It was borrowed from my brother-in-law. I just never have been a big gun person. But I'm a big sword man. I love swords. I don't have a sword either, man. Not a physical sword. But I got the sword of the word. That's one of my testimonies. Let me get over here. Got the sword of the word. And there's nothing wrong with having a gun and having the word. If somebody's got a gun, I'm hoping they got the word. They know how to use that gun, respectively. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know if I want to read that or not. We're going to skip that. John 16. Get over to the New Covenant here. John 16. Verses 13. It says, howbeit when he, remember the Holy Ghost is a he, he's not a it. He's a person. He's a third person of the Godhead. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Things to come, that means things in the future. He will show you. Here's the easy-to-read version. Now, it might not be up there. I'm probably throwing some versions out there that Daniel says, well, we don't have that here, but just listen. I don't think the ERV. It might be on that. It might be on there. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will lead you into all truth. He will not speak of his own words. He will speak only what he hears and will tell you what will happen in the future. That's the Holy Spirit. That's his ministry. He's always speaking. He's always out there to show us and to warn us of things to come in the future. Now, he's not going to show us everything, but he will show us what the Father, what Jesus declares to him, he will reveal it to you and show you. But you've got to know that. You've got to be expecting that. You've got to be listening for it. And then you've got to have, Jesus said, have ears to hear. Have those, and when you hear it, you've got to act on it. Those are ears of faith. And so for you to get the benefit of that, you've got to act in faith. In other words, if he says, don't go to Food Line at 12 o'clock today, don't go. You've been planning all week to go. I'll go to Food Line every week at 12 o'clock. Not today. If the Holy Ghost says, forbid you, like he said, well, Jesus said, go into all the world, preach the gospel. But an angel showed up to Paul and said, don't go to Macedonia. Well, Paul could have said, well, Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Not today. Not today. Why? Big man, big sword. Wanting to take Paul out. Somebody paid him money. See, the truth. Amen. We've got to listen to what God says. Amen. Yeah. Listen, but then, even then, if you get on a boat and you told the people, I'm not supposed to sail, there's going to be a storm, and it ain't going to be good. Shut up, Christian, get on here. You and believing in that God you serve. Paul said, all right. He shut his mouth and he got on the boat, but he had angels with him. Guarding and protecting him. One even showed up and encouraged him. The other people had angels too, assigned to them. But they wasn't doing much for them. Amen. Because they was going against God's plan and God's man. But God protected him. Lost that boat, cost somebody some money. That boat cost somebody some money. Amen. Lots of money. All they had to do was listen. Paul said, sirs, I perceive if you go, there's going to be much harm out here. But they wouldn't listen. So see, even if you get put in a position, and it wasn't your will to be there, you still are protected. Because you have a promise. They told me to go. You know, it wasn't your fault. But you still have a promise. You still have a covenant with God. Whether ship, boat, plane, train, don't matter. Plane going down, you own it. Not today. You've got to stand up and you've got to proclaim something. Give your angel something to do. Put your wings over there. If your angel has got a name and you know his name, he's got a name. God knows his name. But you ain't got to know his name. Jesus! We need, this engine's got to work, Lord. Something's got to happen. Get the name of Jesus on it. Amen? Because I'm not dying. I'm living. I got the gospel to preach.
Amen?
Amen? You got the gospel to preach.
Yes.
You got to go to Rome. You got to go to Concord. You got to go to Annapolis today, Lord. You got to preach the gospel. You got to preach the gospel. It's all about the gospel of Jesus Christ. He will show you things to come. I've had dreams, and the Bible says He'll give us dreams, visions of the night. I haven't seen a lot of just open visions, but I dream at night. And I've dreamed about Andrew and about Jesse Duplantis and Kenneth Copeland. Why? Because they have spoken into my life. And the Lord, and we're partners with Kenneth Copeland, not here at the church, but at home. And I receive dreams and visions. And one word I received from Brother Copeland when we sowed into his ministry, only one time. We've only been one time in Greensboro, but he's coming here. Victory campaign in September in Charlotte. But on the check, I wrote, "Believe in God for a bright future to me and my family." And the man of God spoke that out of his mouth on the stage through the prayer, a bright future. Man, he spoke to me. He spoke that word. There was a lot of people that heard it, but I heard it. And I've never forgotten it. And when things get dark, I see bright future. When kids ain't doing quite right, I see bright future. Amen?
Yeah.
Are you speaking a bad confession? No. I'm just telling you the truth. Amen? Kids don't always listen to their parents, but God still loves them.
Amen?
Amen? So I speak bright future in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And then the Holy Ghost, He goes to work. Amen? He's there to show them how much God loves them. He's not there to condemn them. He's there to convict them of how much God loves you. Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
Your mom and your daddy's praying for you. I know they are. So he's not going to just let them go. Don't think. No, He's going to put people across their path because He loves them.
Amen.
Love always chases. Amen? Cecil will tell you about it. He loved sinning. He chased her till he got her. Amen? Chased her till he got her. But Andrew, that dream, latest dream I had is like, I was just, you know, casually just somewhere, just, it's like I was in an office. You know, you got cubicles. And I'm in my office just doing my work, studying, and Andrew's just kind of walking by my cubicle. And it's some type of book, he just drops it. He dropped it right there at me. I'm like, wow, yeah, man, all right. But see, it's that word, it's that teaching, anointing, boom, just dropped. Because, see, I'm partners with him. It's like revelations he gets, it gets dropped off by mail to me, amen, by the Holy Ghost. And Lord's just showing me things to come. Get ready. The teaching anointing is going to come upon you. And it ain't because, you know, it ain't going to be, yeah, I've got this laid out, but it'll be teaching. It'll just come upon you and you'll say things by the Spirit. The same way He's using Andrew is because God's called me to teach faith. Amen. He'll do the same thing for you. Little things. Whatever God's called you to do. Be asking Him, show me, Lord. Teach me, Holy Spirit. Show me what You'd have me to do. And then I got to talk about the Holy Spirit showing you things. And I think I've shared this about my brother. You know, I didn't know I was going to lose a nephew a year ago. Only one real close in the family where we've lost. When I say lost, down here. But I seen 3 or 4 years ago, my brother just had a dream of my brother. And he was sitting in his house, in his couch, and I'm just there. And my brother's reaching up like this. He's reaching up in the dream. He's just reaching up. I'm like, man, he's reaching up to me. He's reaching. He needs some help. But Lord said, no, he's reaching to me. He's reaching out to me. And at that funeral, I was at the back at a certain time. No, I was watching the video. I was actually up front because I did help do the service. But as I was watching the video later, I saw my brother's hand go up. you know, he's just not a person that, you know, you just put your hand up and praise the Lord. But see, God showed me that he needs God right now so big in his life, because when you lose your son, your only son, God knows that hurt. Amen. He gave Jesus. He knows the separation that's taking place, and God, my brother needs God, and I'm there. All he's got to do is call me. I'll be glad to share whatever I can. But see, he's got to reach out to me. And he knows me. He knows what I do. He knows where I'm at. And all he's got to do is ask, and I'll be running like a troop. I'll pour out in him years in what the Lord would give me. And I'm waiting. Amen. Just waiting patiently for that time. But God's still working now. Amen. But see, the Lord showed me that. Well, then you might say, well, this is my... Well, I said, well, Lord, why did you show me something? I could have prevented this. You say, this one, you want to be God. And God didn't want that to happen. Amen. You know what I mean? But don't never question why you don't see things. Because God reveals it by the Spirit as He wills. And He loves everybody. Amen. He loves. So I'm not going to question that. I'll say, Lord, there's some issues here. I'm still learning. Help me. It's okay for you to ask for help, but don't question why. Don't be like Job. Well, it's because, you know, God did this because... And then God showed up and said, Job, pull up your britches, son. I want to have a talk with you. He said, what you've been saying about me ain't right. You're void of understanding. I don't want to say nothing for God that ain't right. So don't try to add in those verses. You don't have the word to back it up. Amen? Don't, in other words, don't relate your experience to God by somebody else's experience. You experience God. You experience Him through the Word. And then you have an experience. Now you relate to people of your experience. I can show you what God's done in my life. Amen. Now, I'm not saying don't look at other people's experiences, because if they're truly, you know, we hear some good testimonies up here. But now you got to have that experience. God wants to have that experience with you. Thank you, Lord. And we're kidding. Coming to an end here, I want to share Psalms 91. That's a good one to close out on. Psalms 91, I think we can be a good one to close out on protection, knowing as you leave God's house that He never leaves you.
That's right.
See, this is just a building. It ain't nothing till you come in. When you come in, you bring God in here. Amen?
Amen.
So how great is our God? Awesome. You know, this, and it's a good psalm, Psalms 91:1. Anytime there's an emergency in your life, you know, you want to dial 911. Well, make sure you call out to God first. You know, I'm not saying don't pick up the phone, call the ambulance, but you know Psalms 91:1. He or she, amen. You fill in the blank what you need there. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. That's a habitation. You make that a habit. You got to make it a habit to dwell amongst His Word and His Spirit. Amen. If you make that a habit, who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Under His wing. Under His wing. Remember Jesus, at one time He was weeping there in Jerusalem? Over the people, over God's people. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets. You know, He was wanting the people to come and hear and come out to Him. He said, like a chick would bring their chicklings underneath their wing. That's what, under the shadow of the Almighty. He knew everything that was going. He knew the destruction was coming. He knew Herod. He knew the politicians. He knew how deceitful they were. And Jesus is here. He's there to minister grace to them. But they would not. They wouldn't come. And He's out there weeping. Man, He's pouring His whole heart into this gospel. And yeah, He's got some crowds, but He wanted the crowds to be bigger. And they couldn't see the Father's heart. And He was weeping because He knew that this is God's plan for them. They wasn't doing verse 2. They were not saying, I will say of the Lord. I will say. I know where them keys are. I will say. I will say. You got to keep saying. You got to keep saying it. No matter if you ever see it. I will say. I know Him. I know my God. and I'll do exploits. I have an experience, and once you have an experience, nobody can take that away from you. Once the spirit of fear has left, I know God took it away from me. Amen? So anytime anything would try to hit me again, I know my God. I know who this is. This Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. This ain't from God. This is the devil. And you tell him to leave. Leave. Right now. Get out of here in Jesus' name. And when he knows when you know it. He knows the authority. When that policeman, he's wearing the badge. But sometimes he's got to pull his gun out. Amen. See, that badge represents your authority. But there comes a time when you got to get the gun out. As Christians, that's our sword. See, because the devil sees the badge. He saw Jesus being baptized in the Jordan, and he heard a voice from heaven say, "This is my beloved son." God just targeted Jesus. Heard from heaven, "This is my beloved son, whom I am well pleased." Man, God put a target on Jesus. Actually, the target was on the devil. See, he was just deceived. Because once Jesus came up out of that Jordan, he said he was led by the Spirit. Like the teacher was telling us, into the wilderness to tell the devil, Arnold Schwarzenegger says it the best, "I'm back. I'm back." Second Adam, "I'm back. Take your best shot now." Amen. Three times it's written. Three times the temptation comes. Three times the word came, truth came. It is written. And Jesus pulled from the word what was being tempted by. See, that's where you got to know the word, front to back. Amen. Now, definitely need to know the new covenant. I'm saying you got Jesus. You got to know that Jesus, he fulfilled it. But study this word. Amen. Make it your habitation. And you will be protected. You are protected from all evil. Yes. Amen. From all evil. All evil. All evil. Because Jesus, he destroyed the devil. He destroyed that authority. He got it back. So he destroyed the power. He had the power over death. Not no more. But the devil's still out there. Deceiving. Say, "But not me." Amen. I know who I am. So Father, we just thank you right now, Lord. I thank you for this word of encouragement today. That we are protected. We are your children. And we are safe. We can run and to you, and we are safe. So I just thank you, Father God, that this word is for a specific season here on the earth. And Lord, I just thank you right now that all ears that have heard this word, Lord, when that word needs to come, Lord, that specific word needs to come out of my mouth and in their mouth, Lord, that it will come quickly in Jesus' name. That we're not ignorant concerning the devil's devices. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for that anointing. Lord, you said in your word, not even to think about it. Don't think about what's going to happen. He said, on that time, the Holy Ghost will come upon you, and he will give you the words to say, and you will say them. Because God is your protector, and you know that, says the Lord. You know I love you, and I died for you, and I rose from the grave so that you can rise above any situation in your life. I am not a God of the dead, I'm the God of the living. And you are alive, and I have given you long life here on this earth, and you will be satisfied with it if you'll trust in me. Know who you are. Study. Stay in the Word. Study. Listen to the CDs. Listen to the tapes. Listen to the good Word. Listen to the good Word of prophecy that's been spoken over your life. And determine, I will fulfill my race and run my course. And I will help others down here, Lord, to keep them from being taken out off of this earth early. And Father, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, for our angels. They're encamped. They camp out with us, Lord. And we feed them. We feed them the word. We make sure our angels are always have something to eat, that we give them the word. And we give them life. We give them words of life to minister to us, and not only to me, but to my children and children's children, Lord, that they hear. They are encamped about my whole family. Father, we just thank you for that right now, Lord, that you give us the right words to say and decree. And Lord, you show us dreams and visions at night. You show us what the enemy's trying to do before he's even able to do it. and we're able to rise up anytime by the power of the Holy Spirit and decree and declare our safety and their safety in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.